Welcome to Just for a Moment. I'm Carol Murray, and this podcast is the next conversation with Judy K. Mozoff, which is going to air each Monday of this month. Judy K.'s speaking, presentations, and performance coaching focuses on developing leadership, opening mindsets, and elevating attitude and strengthening communication skills to build happy, healthy, high-performing doctor-team-patient relationships. Her message empowers and it energizes and exhilarates others to embrace the change and to take action and get results. She is the president-elect for the National Speakers Association Minnesota Chapter, National Study Club Director for the American Association of Dental Office Managers, winner of the coveted Spotlight on Speaking Award, and a member of the National Speakers Association, Speaking Consulting Network, Academy of Dental Management Consultants, and an advanced transformational trainer. She is the author of Rise and Shine, An Evolutionary Journey to Get Out of Your Way and On Your Way to Success, and a contributing author to several publications such as Dental Economics, AGD Impact, First Impression, Pink Tooth, and The Observer. She also publishes a monthly newsletter entitled Show Your Shine. Welcome back, Judy K.
Thank you so much, Carol.
In the session last week, we were talking a bit about how do people go ahead and change their work environment, and the fact that some of the people that you work with really get excited about the fact that they can make a change. They do have options, and then there's always the challenges of trying to bring other people on board. One of the things that you do have to address is the issue of conflict. What are some of your recommendations resolving conflict that comes up in an office environment?
Conflict is one of the bigger topics I deal with, and it's consistently happening all over. And I think the most important part that I share with teams is I have them talk about what it is that they really want, first of all, and get it out on the table. But then more importantly, show is that their expectations are very different from one person to the next. And I have this little exercise that I call BOAT, and it's based on beliefs, opinions, assumptions, equal our truth. And I do this little test where I ask them to say the first word that comes to mind when I say the word car and celebrity and job, and just show how different each of them answers and how they feel, how they think about what's their first response. And based on our individual experiences is what creates our beliefs, our opinions, our assumptions, our truths. So when we think that someone should just behave a certain way or speak a certain way or do a certain thing, that's based on our experiences, and it seems so right for us, so natural, but it's so not natural for the other person. So that's the first part is helping them recognize that, and I use a little picture frame to frame around the person, say that when this person is coming to you, you have to realize that they have their own boat, their own beliefs, opinions, assumptions, their own truths based on their unique and individual experiences. So when you automatically think something should be a certain way, you need to pull back that judgment and have a conversation about why you feel a certain way and ask them why they feel a certain way. That usually helps resolve a lot of conflict. It's a funny thing. I just met with a team the other day, and it was in a team meeting environment. And it was interesting. It was just going along normal team meeting, and all of a sudden I ask a question, and this anger from one of the employees came out. And it was all based on assumptions. It was interesting. Her assumption was that the team, some certain team members didn't like her because of certain actions. And it's so silly. It's such a simple thing because they didn't have lunch with her. And what was funny was the reality was they didn't have lunch with her because the other person that used to work in that position never wanted to have lunch with them. She would always go off and do her own thing. So it became a separation. They based what their behavior on what was their past experiences with the coworker. So they weren't eating lunch with her. And she based her experiences on where she came from, where everybody always ate together. So she thought they didn't like her. Hmm. Something so simple. So, and yet no one said a word. No one asked. No one talked about it. And it became this explosive. Both sides felt that the other person didn't like them. So the assumption part is really an interesting part on resolving conflict. If we want to avoid conflict, probably one of the best things is a three-letter word, ASK, A-S-K. if when in doubt, when you have that, I wonder what they meant by that. Instead of formulating something in your mind of what you think it must mean based on what your experiences tell you or what it would mean if you did a certain thing, you need to just ask. That's a huge thing in resolving conflict and actually avoiding conflict.
Do we find that some of the conflict comes about as a result of some cultural mistakes and backgrounds and perceptions?
I would say it's cultural, but I would say it's even from family to family, household to household. Even within a family, we have very many different experiences. You know, so I think it's just that it's how we experience the things that happen to us as an individual are what make the difference. I may have had an experience in the past that was negative when I did a certain action or behavior. So when that happens again, I'm going to assume it's negative. Another person may have experienced something positive when they had that experience in the past. So to them, that's a positive experience to look forward to. So I think it has more to do with our past experiences. The wonderful thing is we can change our expectations or our judgment of an experience by changing whether it become positive or negative in the future. And the more we experience that change, the more we'll be willing to see that it doesn't always have to stay as a negative. So just because we feel a certain way at one time doesn't mean it has to stay the same. So I think the mindset is a huge thing in avoiding and resolving conflict. But then I think the other thing is talking about things as they happen instead of letting things build up. Women have a tendency, and I'm going to pick on women because I am one, mm-hmm. we have a tendency to stack things, mm-hmm. and then we're fine. We're not going to talk about it. We're a nice person. And then all of a sudden, we've got this stack, and it gets to be too much, and we blow up at something that's probably even neutral, not even a negative, mm-hmm. and we throw it all out, you know, and you did this, and you did this. And the way to avoid that is to just talk about things as they happen. And in many cases, the funny part is our assumptions are always much more negative than what was reality. When we talk about it, we have a tendency to find out that it really wasn't what we thought it was, and it was something that wasn't even worth being upset about.
Well, what if you've got a team member you have a conflict with that refuses to talk with you about it?
And that happens. You know, some people just don't want to. If they refuse to talk with you about it, then you need to take it to whoever handles conflict resolution in your company, whether it be your manager or the owner or doctor in some cases, whatever. But take it to that person. And the two of you should go and meet with that person and try to work something out for in the future instead of one-on-one.
Thank you very much, Judy Kay. How can people learn more about you, and how can they contact you?
Well, probably the best way, Carol, is through email. They can email me at judyk@practicesolutionsinc.net, which is judyk@practicesolutionsinc.net. Or they can call me at 612-701-4922, or they can go to my website at practicesolutionsinc.net.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Judy Kay, for being with me today.
Thank you, Carol.
I appreciate you tuning in for one more week with Judy Kay Mozoff and myself, and for this edition of Just for a Moment. If you've got any comments that you'd like to share or questions or anything you'd need me to forward to Judy Kay, you can always email me at karel@karel.com. And this is Carol Murray, hoping I don't have any conflict today, because I want smooth sailing. And I'm signing off.